This is The River, 105.9.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show.
Danger, Will Robinson. Beware of your refrigerator. Chances are you have some of the dirtiest and most dangerous foods lurking in there right now. Go ahead, take a look. If you're not careful, you might just find yourself taking a trip to the emergency room. So which goodies are the biggest health hazards in your refrigerator? Here's a list courtesy of Men's Health Magazine. First, eggs. Eggs are associated with more than 600,000 cases of food poisoning each year and more than 300 deaths. Make sure you cook eggs completely and never eat them raw. Raw oysters, speaking of raw, can be tainted with the norovirus, which causes acute inflammation of the digestive tract. Cantaloupe, it's also a health hazard. The rind often contains dangerous bacteria that are hard to wash away. If you cut into the rind with a knife, it can be transferred to the fruit. Peaches are risky because the peach fuzz makes it difficult to clean off all the pesticides. A few more dangerous foods lurking in your refrigerator. Prepackaged tossed salads. Now, these bagged salads are convenient, but they can also be one of the biggest sources of food poisoning. The contents are often contaminated with E. coli. Cold cuts, they contain the dangerous bacteria Listeria, which causes a variety of diseases, including meningitis. Listeria can be spread by the deli slicer, can even grow in a cold refrigerator. You scared yet? Experts say you should rinse your deli meat when you get home, transfer it to a fresh package, and only buy enough for 1 week at a time. Finally, when it comes to food, be careful with scallions. If these green onions are left uncooked, they have the potential to become bacterial breeding grounds. They've also been linked to fatal outbreaks of hepatitis A. Wow. Next thing you know, they'll be telling me that old birthday cake is dangerous.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show on the River, 105.9.
Good information, great music, the John Tesh Radio Show on the River, 105.9.
The more you listen, the more you know.
All over the country, college grads are emerging from their four-year cocoons, blinking in the light and saying, where are all the jobs? According to Money Magazine, these are the top five highest-paying degrees to get. Number five, civil engineering. Four, management information or systems processing. Number three, mechanical engineering. Number two, computer science. And the highest-paying college degree is in electronics communication engineering, which will earn a first-year graduate an annual starting salary of over $50,000. Not too bad. I don't see radio host anywhere on here. Unfortunately, that isn't the most popular major. If it were, the salary probably wouldn't be as high. Anyway, here are the top five most popular college majors and their earning potential. Business administration and management, which can earn a recent grad $34,000 a year. Now, psychology is next, with an earning potential of $27,000 right out of school. Elementary education and teaching will earn a grad $25,000 a year. Isn't that a shame? So will a communications degree. There's the radio thing. And nursing is getting more popular because nurses are in big demand. The starting salary is between $30,000 and $33,000 a year for a nurse. The lesson to be learned is this. No matter what your starting salary is, a college degree will pay off in the long run. According to ABC News, over a lifetime, a person with a college education will make twice as much as a person with only a high school education.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show on the River.